Good morning. We're continuing Chayyotim, Hilchos Shabbos. Klal Aleph, and we're learning Siman Ches. So here, the Chayyotim addresses the idea that we know that it's considered a hiddur mitzvah to eat the surahs on Shabbos and Yom Tov. With appetite, a person should enjoy the meal. A person should be hungry and enjoy the meal. So Chazal put in place limitations of eating on Erev Yom Tov, in order that they should eat the Sudas Yom Tov L'Teyavon with appetite. So, what are the halachas regards to Erev Shabbos? So the Chayyim introduces the first point as an actual, not a chiyuv gomer, not something that a person is obligated to do, but something which is meritorious. Some people tend to be easily skip a meal. It's not difficult for them to do that. They're not fasting. They're not really sitting down to have to eat a meal. They have a little bit to drink, etc. So they're not doing a halachic fast. But maybe it's a good idea to do that Erev Shabbos. This way, when you come to Shabbos, you really have a good work up a good appetite and really enjoy the Seder Shabbos. So that's something which a person is not required to do, but it is meritorious to do so. Misha margish ba'atzmai. Person who knows his own constitution, shim lo yechol be'erev Shabbos lo yechlosh b'shul zeh, that skipping eating on Erev Shabbos will not cause him to feel weak or sick. A mitzvah shlo yechol afilo sudor haragel bo b'chol. So he has a mitzvah to not even eat his regular meals. So he might just eat a small amount, but he's not going to have his breakfast and his lunch. In order to enter Shabbos with a strong appetite and enjoy the meal. It's not, it's avamidina. Mutter, that's not something which is halachically prohibited. Person is allowed to have regular meals. Person can have breakfast. Person can have lunch, a regular meal. But if a person knows that their constitution, they have a good, they're strong, and they can do this, it would be meritorious to do so. It's a mitzvah. Komok a mitzvah, livnoyam in the kvasuda, filamasha rogel b'chol, miteshos ulamala. Okay, so I just said you're allowed to have a meal. Are there any limitations? So you can have a breakfast, that's in the morning, have lunch, it's midday. As it starts getting closer to Shabbos in the afternoon, it makes sense at some point. It's inappropriate to have a meal because that meal will affect your appetite for Shabbos. So what should you do? So he says, as mitzvah limnoya, we're supposed to an Erev Yom Tov, the Chazal put in place a halachic requirement to refrain from eating. An Erev Shabbos, we say it in the language of it is meritorious, it is appropriate. But it's not a chiyuv gomer. A person is allowed to have a regular-sized meal, not a large meal, but a regular-sized meal, regular weekday meal. But it is a mitzvah to not wash for a meal, not sit down to have a real meal, as opposed to having a light snack. But sit down to a meal. On Erev Shabbos, even though it's just a regular, simple weekday meal, which wasn't very, very large, but you should stop from the time called Tes Shos Sulamalo. So that's basically the last quarter of the day. And again, we do this with this calculation called Shos Manius. We divide the day into 12 equal parts, and we take three of them, which means 3 out of 12 is 1/4, and from that point onwards, a person should refrain from doing this. So in a case where, as the summer months get longer, so the day could be more than 12 hours long. So in a case where it's right around the equinox, so sun rises at about 6 in the morning and sunset is about 6 in the evening. Or with daylight saving times, it's 7 to 7. So 3 hours before that, is the daylight saving time will be 4 in the afternoon. So before 4, a person can sit down to have a meal. But from 4 o'clock and onwards, 3 hours before Shabbos, a person should refrain from having a real meal. They can just have a light snack. That's a suda regular, that's a regular meal. But what about a suda which is larger than that? A person wants to have something larger than a regular meal. So can he do that even earlier in the day? Maybe that's, since it's a large meal, it's a festive type of a meal, which is larger, so maybe that should be discouraged, not only in the afternoon, obviously, but even earlier in the day. aval suda she'enam nagel b'chol, a larger than usual meal, a filu suda's mitzvah, even if it's because of a mitzvah, so osur lasos b'erev Shabbos, mefshel lasos b'yom acher. The person should not have that meal on erev Shabbos if it's not time sensitive. It's possible to have it at a different time. A person choosing when to make this event, he has a choice. He should not choose erev Shabbos. He cannot do that. But something sort of mitzvah which comes out to be erev Shabbos, for example, kigan milah. There's a milah, bris milah. So there's the halacha one has to have a suda with a bris milah. And the bris came out on erev Shabbos, so I can't change the date. Bein bismana, bein shlo bismana, whether the bris was on the 8th day or bris was pushed off to after the 8th day, but now this is the time for the bris. One cannot no longer push off the bris. They do the bris and they should have a meal. Opinion of ben, if a person has opinion of ben, it comes out the opinion of ben, the day of the opinion of ben is Erev Shabbos. Bismana, mutter. So the first opinion says bismana, we'll clarify that more. So let's hold it here. We have a few more details to say on this halacha. But again, because of the union of Kavod Shabbos and Onik Shabbos, a person should eat the Suda Shabbos Latei Oven, and therefore we're trying to discourage and minimize the amount that one is eating at Erev Shabbos. Have a good day.